Okay. What we have here is the special order of business on development, which is something that we have worked on to try and do. Could we have an order for the meeting? Apparently not. Okay. All right. Barbara's got some papers, as usual. She did a lot of work for us.
Well, actually, these are papers we've used before.
Oh, okay. Are we responsible for having them?
We're going back to our development.
Our development package.
Project.
Okay.
Here.
I haven't given them to you yet.
Oh.
I mean, you've had them at previous meetings.
Okay.
But I haven't rolled them out.
AB 1652, right on.
Okay, David, here's for your side of the room. For that side of the room, here's a few more. Sorry. Yes, yes. Pass them. And those in the audience could have them as well. I've got some more up here, Carol. Okay, here's another. Here, Ramses, you need this. If you haven't got it. There's, and here, yeah, here's this rating sheet thing. Well, their initials. Who? Yeah.
Three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five.
All right. Those of you on the LSB have seen these papers before. Folks in the audience may or may not have. This is a project that started a few months ago. And the basic premise was, as a group, the LSB could think up and create fundraising projects, development projects. This document, 3 pages with the kind of chart layout, are the summary of ideas that were presented. If you'll remember, there were 2 easels in the room with big pieces of paper. Joy was taking notes on one and Brian on the other. I always remember a wonderful moment where Joy needed a pen and Brian pitched it across the room and Joy caught it like a good softball player. It was just spectacular. Yes, Janet, what
point,
do you need
point
to
of
start?
Point of information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, this is a development agenda item, correct? Is that what we're doing?
That's what's on the agenda.
So I'm wondering whether, you know, like why Barbara is facilitating or leading this and not somebody like maybe Andrea who is on the development committee?
I think this falls under the responsibilities of the treasurer, and I'm going to pursue it with the group. It's going to be a group discussion. I do have a few things to say, and I want to express my positive feelings about the fact that this was a plan that came from the group. You, in fact, Janet, were the first person to talk so much about we need to brainstorm and get our ideas, and so this is the result. We did brainstorm. We got the ideas out, and then really what we need to do besides getting the ideas out is evaluate them and figure out which are the ones that are, can we find a really good project to start on? And I would like to acknowledge that one of the projects that's on here that Andrea talked about, she has spearheaded the work of the community outreach to San Jose area. I think it's wonderful. I don't know whether there are other ideas on here that have already begun. I haven't thought about that and looked. Maybe there were. But we really do need to evaluate them in some way in order to find out how useful these might be. Now, the last time we talked about this, there were a couple of people that did turn in this rating sheet. So I'd like to hear from the folks here, looking at the chart with all the ideas on it, which idea is the most exciting to you, or do you think is a good one that we could pursue as a group to foster, in other words, to support and carry on? Yes, Andrea.
I'd like to note the arrival of Joy Moore, who's present. I guess what my enthusiasm for the various ideas sort of depends on who we expect to implement them. And I think
that's right. That's one of the columns in here.
Implementation.
Who's going to do them?
Where we've broken down. I don't think there's been a shortage of good ideas. I think there's been a shortage of understanding how development actually works within our station without a development director. And I don't know if maybe, you know, I mean, we can have that conversation about evaluating these, but I guess I'd like to add maybe if at the end that we, because what has to happen is an action plan. Once you identify what you're going to do, it's the action and implementation. So I guess that I'd like to link that. I don't really feel like it's productive to have that conversation without an action plan and identified individuals to carry it out.
The action plan, as I see it, and I have to remind people that we did agree, I believe, I certainly recommend adding another column here to the evaluation, and that is who would perform whatever task is the one we're evaluating. And I think the first step of the action plan is to evaluate the ideas. And so I think whether we have a development director or not, these are ideas that came from this group, and we should all study them and assign some sort of evaluation to them as far as potential revenue, mission match, how much effort, whether it's unique. Those are the things that are here.
Do you want us to do that right now, quietly?
Yes,
on our,
that's why I passed this out three different meetings just so that we can finally try to use this project that we started.
Can you outline how we're going to move through this? Because I'm not really clear. If
do you have one of these ideas that you would like us to talk about, other than the one that you've already begun, or would you like to talk about your outreach to San Jose and evaluate that in some sense?
See, here's where I fall down, is that this body has voted not to have a development committee. That was a previous...
But I consider this a committee of the whole task that we're doing. We are... the LSB has done this brainstorming as a committee of the whole, so I don't see why we shouldn't evaluate this as a committee of the whole. I'm not saying we're going to evaluate every single idea. I'm asking people to look at this list and pick out, you know, maybe it's an idea that you presented and you want us to all talk about it.
It's not really hard. I want us to talk about how, who does suggest. Okay, I guess procedurally, I would say that I think we need to identify who's going to be I don't feel like it's productive for this group to just talk and just have ideas if we don't have an idea of who's going to do it. So I guess I do want to talk about who we think is going to carry out the work that we decide is a good idea to carry out.
Okay, let's review where we are and what the process is. We have had a discussion that began last December, as I recall, that we would take, and actually before that, because this session that was in May of 2013 was the beginning process, where the board as a body of a whole had a discussion of development ideas and came up with a whole bunch of ideas. As I recall, in December of last year, we said that we wanted the budget discussion this year to reflect where we're going, what's important to us, and also what the ideas we have for increasing revenue as a piece of that, so that our financial budget discussion was comprehensive, both on what the budget would reflect and also on our ideas for increasing the revenue input in the budget beyond the on-air fundraising drives. And so as a part of this whole process where the board, which our only real power is to deal with a budget, and a major responsibility we have is a fundraising function, that we would take those things seriously, and each session this year leading up to when we get to the budget process, have discussions in the committee of the whole about these issues, both about the revenue generation at some points and at other points about expenditures, so that when we got to the actual budget process, we would be on the same page in terms of where we were going on expenditures, on priorities, on budget priorities, and ideas for outreach and fundraising. This is part of this process. And as the treasurer, part of what Barbara has taken on is trying to increase the revenue in addition to help figure out the reporting and also the budget and where we're going on all the finances. She has done a lot of work reflecting our work. It is not her work. It is her work reflecting our work. She got this typed up. She put it in session. She's repeatedly set up an evaluation program for us to evaluate our own ideas. And I really am at a loss to understand why we wouldn't do that and what the problem is. So, I mean, if you want to all have a vote on whether or not we go forward with evaluating our own ideas and whether that's appropriate, or whether we don't evaluate our own ideas and we just throw these papers away that we developed in May of 2013 and kind of blindly go ahead or start again or something like that, make a motion. David.
Yeah, I move that we form a committee to organize these ideas and come up with proposal with priorities of first we try this, second we try that, and how to carry, and with general ideas about how to carry it out. That's my motion, and if I get a second, then I'll explain what I mean.
How about this, David, as facilitating here? In the spirit of Andrea's remarks, why don't we see if we have people who would people that committee if people decided to set it up?
Fair enough.
Okay. If we set up such a committee, who would people it? Okay, all right, so I don't even know if we need a vote. Maybe people, you want to talk about this? Is that all right if we just have a kind of an open discussion?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't insist on anything else than that, okay. Except that I do think that it just makes sense that some people who are willing to put the time in should be doing this rather than the whole body.
Okay. I'm going to just give Barb time to respond just because she's already put in so much time to it and have a reaction to this.
Well, I'm not solely responsible for all the time that went on this, but I do think that it's valuable to have the large group discuss these ideas. I don't understand why there's such a resistance to do it. And I have a feeling that the real resistance, as might have been indicated by Janet in the beginning, that you just don't want me to be in charge of the discussion. Well, that's the way it came out in the beginning.
Yeah, that was not my point. We were going to have a discussion about development, so I was trying to understand why Barbara was leading it. How that decision was made.
Because she's the treasurer. Anyway, all right. Let's stop this. All right, so let's go back to David's idea of a committee. And who volunteered to be on the committee? Joy, Lewis, Tina, David, and Andrea. So was that recorded, Craig?
Right. Yeah, Joy, Lewis, Tina, Andrea, and David. David, I hope you can just repeat what you had proposed. What I got was to form a committee to organize ideas, and what was the rest of it?
I think these ideas as initial, because this was the committee of the whole's ideas. If you want to add to them, I would say great. But I think you should start with these. Does that make sense?
Right, but I'm...
The
committee is going to organize the ideas and do what else?
Evaluate, make a recommendation as to first we should do this, then this, then this.
Okay.
I mean, they're kind of trying to do
okay.
things
and,
like this
and
checklist.
What, do you have a time frame? Because we were trying to get this done in conjunction with really the budget process for this year, which begins. May, June? No, development's always needed, but could we have something by June? Would that be helpful, or is that late?
It won't substantially affect the budgeting until there's real money coming in. So this is, you know, it's a related subject. The budget's not going to be dependent on these ideas being developed until they produce money. So this is kind of a long-term project. When we talked about brainstorming and getting our ideas and trying to figure out things that as a group we could sponsor.
Janet.
Yeah, I'm a little confused whether this is a motion or not, and I'd like to amend it amend it.
I think we're being looser than that.
Okay, so I would like to suggest adding to David's proposal that this committee put a report together to bring, you know, to provide to the LSB, and that we schedule another meeting to to discuss that report and have all of us participate.
And when are
something
we talking
like that,
David or Janet or anybody? When are we hoping that we might have an initial discussion?
Well, the thing is, next month
is the racism.
Yes. So that's.
I would like to suggest that we don't have to put that in the motion. The motion is just to start the committee. What we do is up to the committee. Come on now. We're going to come back to the board with the report, but I don't think we have to put that in the motion.
And Tina wanted to ask a question or make a whatever. Tina wants to speak.
Just to clarify, is this something that the board is going to do, or is it something advising the station to do for development?
Each of these tasks that are listed here, the question needs to be answered, who would perform it? So it's not the same for all of them.
Frank. We're talking about a process for development, and so if you've got ideas for development, I think you ought to be on the committee now, because we're not having the conversation here.
Can we have a conversation about our process for having a conversation about our process?
Yes.
Well, first I'd like to have a process conversation about the process of our process, and then I'd like to go back to the rules and make a motion. yes.
I wonder, could I? Is this a time to give an update on my school broadcast that's happening, or
no?
No.
Absolutely not. Andrea, we did announcements, but you can add an announcement. Go ahead, Andrea.
See, it's not just to be clear. It's not that anybody's against. I don't think any of these ideas. There's a few that I don't like, but most of them they're fine.
Oh my.
But I think what happens is it breaks down about who would implement them. And I think Tina's quite right that it's about some of this is stuff that staff, that cannot happen without buy-in from staff and cannot happen without assistance from management. And so what I'm trying to avoid, to be honest, Barbara, no disrespect, but I just don't want to have the same. We had this conversation when we generated.
We never had a complete conversation as far as I'm concerned.
We generated the ideas, and we've had this conversation. I don't think there's anything that's terribly new or shocking on this page. And I think we could evaluate them, and that could be useful to a committee. I think what we need to do is look at how development is done within the station.
I think we're going to go into the committee now. Andrea, you're going to the substance of the discussion, and either it's going into the committee or it's going to happen here. We can do either way. And Janet will do a process discussion, no doubt. Go ahead.
I was just totally interrupted.
Yes, you were, because you were talking about what you thought the whole development process should be and the elements of it, and I think we just referred that by a group to a committee without a vote, although we could have a vote if you want.
Well, if I could finish my thought, the other components that I'm concerned about is that we had talked about whether or not, you know, at next month we're scheduled to do the six-month review of the finances, and following that, a first draft of the budget. And what we're looking to see is to what we do with any flexible income that we have within the station, which doesn't look to be much. But the question, again, is strategically, how can we assert whatever income we have, however small? But to tell a development committee, you have no budget, and you have no staff, and you have no resources with which to implement a plan, is to ensure its uselessness.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get around that.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm going to take some control here because the subject keeps sliding around about what we're talking about. And what I heard Andrea just arguing is there's no reason to have a committee because you characterize what I say. You said without the power, without the authority, without the assignment, without the staff, without the money, it's powerless. So what's the point? The point is that the board has a responsibility to raise money and deal with the budget. And the committee that David suggested is going to be a committee that discusses ideas for board development, and in that there will be a discussion of how that will be. All that discussion is now taken off of this discussion and is moved into that committee to come back for a discussion here again, is what I understood. And now I'm going to treat it as a motion. Is there a second to the motion? Okay. Janet, and then Brian.
All right. So now that it's...
Yeah.
My question is, what happened to that meeting we had in which we all went around and decided that a development director was our priority for development?
There was a discussion about budget priorities as one of these things. We've had it in a past meeting not too long ago, and I made copious notes of the things that people suggested. The budget is about to begin being developed, and those notes will be incorporated, you know, when the groups meet, the business manager meets with various staff to get their needs described, and all of the comments that were in that discussion are going to be put into the mix.
So, Jan.
May I suggest, since the GM, IGM, is an ex officio member of this body, and in any case, so that at this point, we know Richard is stretched, but to invite him and to be part of this committee, to maybe help, and that might help address some of these issues.
Well, why don't you take it up with the committee? Are you on the committee?
The committee was formed here just
right.
Now.
Well,
and it's like an afterthought. The whole thing is kind of okay. A little backwards. How about also including the IGM?
Well, the committee can decide whether or not to do that, and the IGM will decide whether or not to come. Because he gets, you know, he'll decide.
So I would like to make it an amendment then to the...
Okay, wait. Stop it. Okay, just stop. Amendment. Janet's amendment. All those, is there a lot of discussion on that? Maybe we can take a list of people who want to talk on Janet's amendment. Yes.
I'm losing it because
I'm
trying to get
microphone.
People are kind of saying ideas out loud and then saying their motions after the fact, and nothing's going in writing, and I'm not clear on what we're voting
on. Okay.
So hold, no, I'm not asking you to answer me. I'm asking that if we're going to start voting things through in a formal process and then amending them in a formal process, that people use these so that we're right. all on the same page about what we're discussing and what we're voting on.
Right. Okay, so David, you got a piece of paper?
So for instance, a motion to set up a committee says how many seats are on the committee and the method by which they're appointed. That has to be, all of that information has to be in a motion to set up a committee and the purpose of the committee.
Tina, pass, oh, you got a piece of paper? Pass David a piece of paper. It's right here. It's right there. Yeah, okay. There you go. Write down your motion. And in the meantime, Janet can be writing her amendment. And I'll do 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 do. It's too bad. That's what I was working on. Do 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 do. For we are coming, union men, be strong, side by side. We battle onward, victory will come. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. There once was union maid who never was afraid of the goons and the ginks and the company and the deputy sheriffs that made the raid. It's a medley. Okay, here we got David. Keep passing. There we go. And we got, okay. Here is the amendment, the main motion, which Craig will now read. And are we going to have a roll call vote? Hearing none? No.
Okay, so this is the motion from Dave. Move that the LSB form a 5-member development committee to gather and prioritize ideas for development, and this committee be formed of volunteers from the LSB.
So that it was moved and it was seconded.
Okay.
You've got to write it down. Janet has an amendment.
Well, I have Janet's amendment.
We have Janet's amendment, and then we have an amendment to the amendment. Oh, a second amendment. Okay. So here's Janet's amendment.
Janet's amendment is to invite the IGM Richard Perotsky to join the development committee.
Is there a second? There is a second. Is there a long list of speakers? Brian.
I certainly hope we'll have a permanent general manager soon, so maybe we should strike the name and leave the title.
Okay. Is that an amendment?
Okay, so I'll...
Is that an amendment? Is that an amendment? Is that a second? That's an amendment and a second. Okay.
So the amendment would read and invite the GM to join the development committee. Or IGM or GM.
Okay. All right. So let's have a vote on Brian's amendment to the amendment. All of you accept it. That's fabulous. On discussion, Tina. Give her the microphone. You can really have a good time here.
Okay, so I want to really be clear about the role of this committee because it was...
That's on the main motion. Let's wait on that.
Okay.
Let's have first the vote on Brian's amendment... Oh, so it's accepted. Okay, so Janet's amendment with Brian's amendment. Are we having a roll call or are we having a voice vote? Voice vote.
Ask for objection.
Any objection? Hearing none. Oops. You have an objection. Okay. give Tina the floor. Give her the microphone, Louis. Give her two microphones.
Okay, that's way too many. But I don't understand why we're inviting the GM to be on the committee that is a committee to the board, that is advising the board on its responsibility to fundraise.
Okay, David. No, Janet, Andrea, David.
So the GM, Tina, the GM is a member of the board, ex officio, and so his function is a little different from each of us, and his function can be very helpful with this.
Andrea.
The notion of like having the GM as part, it makes all the, it's like having jet engines on your aircraft, because I have served on various formations of development through this board over the last couple of years, and I've sat in all these meetings where we come up with these brilliant ideas and nothing happens because we don't have access. For example, if you want to get staff to announce your event, like we've been trying to do the San Jose outreach thing and developing the audience in San Jose. If the general manager's there and says, yes, I authorize this letter, send it out to staff, encouraging them to do San Jose program. Yes, here's how you navigate through the station. Yes, I'll coordinate it. Without having empowered leadership from staff and or management, our efforts are futile. They're just so much air kicking around in the clouds. And we really have to have, the station has to engage. What this board has not done is taken on independent fundraising. There's a huge reluctance. You know, we say it's our job to do that. And you'll notice, like, we'll talk about it, but very few people will actually show up to do the work of it, to actually show up. They say, oh, well, let's make these calls, or let's have this meeting, or let's, you know, get these flyers out. And when it comes to the sweaty work of it, people don't show up. And so, at least for those who want to do the work, we have, like the folks who keep track of the mailing list and the phone list. Some of these ideas are about, you know, why don't we do, if we want to get the pledge rate up, you know, the return rate, why don't we call people instead of just doing these mailings that people just toss out? Let's actually do a phone and cultivate our list and improve our list. We could organize volunteers to do that, but again, we can't do that without buy-in from the staff and the management and their facilitation. So that's why I'm just really hesitant to have another one of these kind of abstract, dreamy kind of, why don't we, you know, get a horse and a wagon and a bugle and go and tell everybody about KPFA? They don't materialize.
David. Okay. Brian.
It seems to me we have two different jobs, and we may be conflating them. So one is the board's supposed to fundraise, right? That's one of our duties laid out in the bylaws. But the other is we play a significant role in shaping the station's budget. And there it's a question of setting priorities. So I think we all agree that, you know, development's an important part of the budget. But there's a strategic discussion to be had about what kinds of development we invest in first. What do we think is going to get the best returns? What do we think is going to be the most consistent with our mission? So is it starting up a sustainer program to get people giving indefinitely instead of one time? Is it putting some money into a grant writer to go after programs that are easier to get grants for, like the apprenticeship program? Is it putting money into video production for social media campaigns if we have a sexy capital thing? Is it working on a planned giving program so that we get in the wills of some of those listeners who have been with us for 50 or 60 years while they're still with us? So I guess I'm trying to clarify whether the committee is there to run the board's actual fundraising efforts or to shape our discussion of what the priorities are in our budget moving forward. I think they're both good things. I see them as distinct functions, and I want to be clear on what we're doing.
David, do you have an answer for that on what you were seeing this to be? Give him a mic.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Aren't we talking about the amendment?
The amendment. About didn't we pass that? There was no objection to it, so I thought it was...
Okay, I missed that, sorry.
Tina did object. So, right, so we were talking about the inviting of Richard. Okay, the manager, or the IGM, whatever. All right, was the question answered on that? Okay, so there's no longer any objection, so that is folded in. All right? Okay. Now we're on the subject of the main motion, which is David's motion on the question on development. You want to have a discussion with Brian to clarify this? And he's got one, Lewis.
I'm sorry, but I didn't really catch the distinction between the two things that you said. Could you summarize it quickly?
Is it to organize the board to fundraise or to shape the station's spending priorities for development?
I think it's both.
Both.
It's both because it's going to one is going
and
to
a policy committee.
Pardon?
So it's both a working committee and a policy committee.
Oh, I don't know whether between working committee and but one thing I think that's true when you talk about development, you mean fundraising. But some of these ideas are also outreach ideas, like, for instance, Frank's idea of high school broadcasts in key areas. So it's a way of building listeners as a way of, as well as programming as well as fundraising. So that's the spirit. It doesn't have to be in the language, but that's the spirit of my motion.
Okay. I would suspect that as this develops, things will be teased out, and it will be the questions will emerge, and we'll look at them and figure out where we want to go with them. Okay, so on the main motion, all of those in favor, which is Craig is going to read the motion here, and.
I mean, there is a development effort that has been focusing on San Jose, which has been doing implementation. However, as I look at this list and all the possible ways that we could chop up this information, I feel like we could expedite things for this group if we were to identify, for example, which of these suggestions requires money and which of these...
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to do... So, I think that what you're raising is a discussion now on the substance of this whole list,
I did it backwards. The amendment. KPFA, LSB will be responsible for implementation of this plan in conjunction with KPFA staff and management.
Which plan?
The plan that comes out of the development committee.
I thought it was recommendations, but we'll see how it's... Is it written as recommendations or as a plan? Craig. Here.
Okay, this is the motion. Okay. That there will be a 5-member development committee to gather and prioritize ideas for development, and this committee be formed of volunteers from the LSB with Janet's amendment. So that's the language of the motion.
Great. So I'm just adding that ultimately it'll come back to the LSB for implementation.
I've lost. I'm sorry. I had a. So where? What it, did it say? Develop, gather priority ideas, which is not the same as a plan. Now, what I understand you to be saying, Andrea, is what Barbara was originally raising for today to go through here and come up with on this evaluation sheet that said which of them needed revenue and which of them were likely to do and how much effort. So we're kind of back around to sending to the committee what she was suggesting an hour ago we start doing with this list. Now, I may be misunderstanding what you're saying, but... I think so. Let's go back to David's thing. And are you still? Do you still have? I mean, I don't think it's a motion. I don't think it's an amendment. It's a substitute motion because you're saying the committee should come up with a plan. And David is saying to come up with some prioritizing ideas to bring back here. No, because her thing is saying that we're responsible for implementing what the committee comes up with. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Joy. Glad to see you. Okay.
Do you want me to read this again? Is that okay? So this is the complete motion as amended. Move that the LSB form a 5-member development committee to gather and prioritize ideas for development, and this committee be formed of volunteers from the LSB, and invite the IGM or GM to join the development committee.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Where are we? Huh? Andrea.
I'm just curious, when do people figure it's, I mean, when do we do our annual symbolic vote in favor of a development director?
During the budget approval.
Is that right? So we can't speed that up? We'll just sort of.
No, it'll be during the budget approval. I think next meeting has some stuff, but next meeting is going to be a peculiar meeting because it's going to be both loaded with substantive work and also we're having a workshop at 2:00. So either we're going to be like, you know, amazingly organized and speedy, which we've done in the past. Or it's going to be another like this. Yes, Janet.
Point of information about, that discussion after the film, that's going to be in closed session, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And let's have a discussion about an announcement of where that's going to be. So where our next board meeting is going to be, but that from 2:00 on, it'll be a closed session.
Sure. I got us the space again at the SEIU 10-1 Union Hall on Oak Street, so we can go back there for next month's meeting, and we can have a video equipment there to watch the film as well. So I got us that for May 10th next month.
Janet.
Another point of information. So would the public be welcome to view the film?
I don't think so. No, because it's stopped in the middle. It's not run all the way through. It's a workshop, and the format of it, as my understanding is, it's part of its run, and then it's stopped, and there's discussion and so forth. So the answer is no. What? Yes.
I'm just curious, point of information, why did we decide to exclude the public? I mean, they don't have to ask questions, and they can go see the whole movie later if they want. But I think when we're doing such important work, I think it's important for the public to see us actually doing that work.
Was a long discussion, and I can't remember it because it was recent. You know,
curious. I don't want
to. Well,
I don't want to belabor the point. Let's just move on.
Okay. Okie dokie. Brian, did you have your hand up, or are you just scratching your back?
No, both. Can I do both?
Yeah.
So are we still on development?
We could be.
I mean, and I'm not totally clear on the process we're following, but, you know, I think there's a legitimate substantive discussion for us to have when we get down to brass tacks with the budget, and maybe sooner, which is it serving our development goals, as the current arrangement serving our development goals as an organization? Personally, I'm seeing very, very few results from Goal Busters, and did not see anything encouraging in the work plans and documentation they sent us. And I think we need to have a conversation, because there are a budget line about whether that's about using a contractor versus staff to do development, or whether that's about them, and what the best way is going, to be to accomplish some of the routine development activities that many nonprofits do that we're not currently engaged in.
Okay.
And I guess I'm not clear when that happens, because I'm all for the harvesting of good ideas and assigning them and trying to make them happen. But I generally agree with Andrea. A lot of fundraising work and development work needs some level of staff implementation, and also a lot of it needs specialized knowledge and skills. You know, there are fundraising professionals who it takes a tenth as long to do some of these things as it takes some of us coming into it cold.
Okay. Now, I hate to tell you this, but it sounds to me like you ought to be on that committee.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
You and me both. What an eerie coincidence.
Anyway, he's tapped. He gets to people get to say they're tapped, and we have to respect it. Okay. All right. All right. Now, where are we?
From where you are. Try being a school teacher.
Okay. I think we're on old business. We have Andrea's motion on KPFA policy regarding calling the police. Andrea, or Craig, if you have it.
Get Tina and Louis.
The convener.
Come on, bro. Convene.
It's tabbed.
I know, right? I was just laying around watching TV and eating bonbons, right? So, and then I had to come here. Totally interfered.
What are you suggesting? I know, with her screaming at me again.
Yeah, you could screen for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping you won't over there.
Now, didn't we pass Margie's proposal? No. We passed now. What did he say? Do you have anything else?
My guess is that we're going to have the same meeting that we've been trying to have. We just got maybe a couple more people.
You got mail? Okay.
But we should go over to that meeting.
All right. This is a long discussion, and it's 11 minutes of 4. And I want to tell you just a quick. I want to notice that, and also remind people that there was something passed at the February meeting that just said we call upon staff and management to follow these dictates wherever possible. One, we believe the police should never be called or contacted by those.
No,
that's not what we're doing.
Nice.
What did we pass?
You said that. We passed. The board recommend that the IGM develop policy in consultation with staff as to when to call the police. That's what was passed. Okay, Andrea, you've got the floor.
I think I'd actually like to not have this conversation right now.
Okay.
I don't think it's
enough time.
Sadly, it's been. I do want to say that I thoroughly appreciate that even in the midst of this difficult struggle and this difficult time, that folks have not called the police, on Summer or folks in the national office. I really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, appreciate that. And I'd like us to actually flesh out. I think there have been some unfortunate inferences about whatever. There was an incident that happened where police were on scene. There were accusations that somebody called the police. There were accusations that somebody said somebody maybe had a gun or some kind. We can talk about how that stuff plays out, but I appreciate that folks have not called the police, and I'd like to table this until next time.
Let's have
Okay. What else do we got up here?
Feature story news.
A feature story news. What is that? Who was that? Okay, Brian.
Does anybody think it doesn't suck?
No, it sucks. Oh, it sucks. Okay. Right. Who put it on the agenda? David put it on the agenda. Let David speak. Let's have a motion on that. And Janet's already lined up to speak on it.
Yeah, I put it on the agenda because every time I hear it, I just
makes your blood boil.
Yeah, it makes my blood boil. And I do think that I'm not making a direct comparison with the KPFA Evening News, but similar things, similar kind of attitudes, pro-U.S. government foreign policy attitudes on controversial issues. The KPFA Evening News has frequently in the past allowed itself to, in the end, by reading off the wire, whatever it is, present a biased account which favors the U.S. government position on controversial issues, international issues in particular. And I think that's really a bad thing because the rest of the media, mainstream media, is inundated with those points of view. And I think we have a special obligation not that it couldn't be presented, but that the total sum total of the presentation not be biased toward the U.S. government point of view.
Was that motivating a motion?
No. I would like to move that Free Speech Radio News, that's the opinion of the board, that Free Speech Radio News be removed.
No. Feature story.
What did I say? No. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got confused.
Right.
No. That feature story news be removed.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. Is there anybody who disagrees? Okay. Okay. There's people who want to amplify. Janet, Frank, Cynthia, Brian. Do the timing, please.
Clock runs in 7 minutes. So.
Okay, so do 2 minutes each.
Okay, so I agree for the most part, but what would be in its place is a question that comes up. And I just want to point out that in the budget, treasurer's report that we talked about earlier, item number 133 lists FSRN, and there was budgeted amount for $18,848 that they have not been paid. Pacifica owes FSRN something like $200,000. So one of the reasons why we have FSN is because FSRN wasn't getting paid. And so is there any way for FSRN to come back and replace FSN? And we have Susan DeSilva here who can talk about that possibility or not.
I'm sorry, we've got a couple of minutes left. We've got a vote. Who was next? Cynthia? Get the mic. Brian, the time.
We negotiate with FSRN. I mean, as an aside, I've spoken to people about this, Richard and Summer, about FSN. That's an aside. But the amendment would basically be, write it up, to find a way to pay part of the monies to FSRN, because the reason they say they can't do it, they say, well, we pay them so little, couldn't they pay FSRN that? So how would you make a motion of that? Just a way to negotiate to pay FSRN for two stories. I mean, they needed
more. You know what I would like to do is I'd like to have these as two separate motions and deal with this one thing and then see if we have time to deal with the other. And I think, anyway, okay.
I have a point of order, please.
All right.
I invited someone to speak, and I think that that is allowed.
She's not going to talk long. It's 4 minutes too, and we've got some votes to happen, and we have people who are board members who want to speak. Brian.
Okay. This is an amendment, and I want to consider it as part of the same motion, and I'll explain why. In addition to what's on the floor, the KPFA local station board calls on local and national management to work with Free Speech Radio News to restore their daily newscast. And if I can motivate, if there's a second, I'll motivate it.
I think, Cynthia, that's the substance of what she was saying, right?
The reason I want it to be an integral part of the same motion is because I agree that Future Story News is an embarrassment to us. We get complaints about it. You know, the newsroom is only one of the only places where you're guaranteed a live human being if you call the station, so a lot of the complaints about things land with us. And it's pretty... It is exactly because you retired, Lewis. However, my concern is that Free Speech Radio News is working really diligently to building up the infrastructure they need to restore a daily newscast. And I want to make it clear with our motion that the signal we're sending to management is get FSN off the air, but don't close out the airtime that we could use to restore Free Speech Radio News. So if you're expanding cover to cover or you're putting some other shows on a trial basis, make it clear that that's an interim arrangement
so
that we have a place to put FSRN.
Does everybody agree with that? Janet?
Yeah.
Could I just request that Susan get like 1 minute to give us...
Okay. Right. Thank you for coming, though, anyway. Okay, so shall we vote on the motion now?
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion as amended? The amendment is friendly, is that correct?
Feature Story News be removed from Pacifica Airwaves.
Okay, and with the amendment that Brian just gave, which is what? I can't read anything. The KPFA LSB calls on local and national management to work with Free Speech Radio News to restore their daily newscast. Okay, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimously carried. And
we finished an agenda.
Motion to adjourn. Okay. Motion to adjourn. All in favor. And I say that this was unanimously adopted, and this LSB session comes to a close.